back to take your time.
Bad here, it's capped the area.
It's pretty far out.
Huh?
It's pretty far out.
Pete and Al, your LEM shadow should be about 110 feet.
Okay. I'm looking for... I'm dying to find out what this mound is over here anyhow, Al. Got a very peculiar mound sticking up out of the ground, Houston. I want to go look at it. As a matter of fact, I think I'll take a picture of it. Here am I.
Roger, Pete. Could you give us your position and distance with respect to the LEM?
Wait one. Go ahead, Pete. Do what you're doing. Pete's about, I'd guess about 300 feet at 12 o'clock in the bottom of a shallow crater that you might see on your map. It's sort of a doublet. I'm headed to the right-hand edge of the head crater.
Roger.
Here's a neat spot to put it out up here. Is it flat for a good peep? Oh, you better believe it.
Okay, let's try it.
It's a good long ways away, too. It must be at least, 500 feet from the limb?
I don't know.
600? That's the world's most peculiar. I gotta photograph this thing. I can't imagine what it is. The mound's sticking up, and I can't imagine how it got there and what was making it. Lightweight, 160. Let me move. I gotta get him a stereo of this thing. It's really fantastic. Oops. How's our timeline going, Houston?
Pete, at 1+48 into the EVA. You're looking good. Looks as though you're right on there if you've just about completed your traverse.
Now look, Al, it's over here.
We're way out from the limb.
Over here, Al.
Okay.
See where I'm headed? This great big flat area.
That's a good... Hey, there's another one of those mounds over there.
Where?
Hey, you're right.
What do you suppose they are?
I don't know. Houston, what they are, they're just sort of mounds. Look like... Don't take this the wrong way. It looks like a small volcano, only it's just about 4 feet high. And it's about... At the top, it's about... 5 feet across, and it then slopes from the top on down to the level with the terrain, and that diameter, that circle where it finally becomes level with the terrain is about 15 or 20 feet. So it looks sort of like a small volcano. There's a couple of them out here. They look like they're normally made out of mud or something.
Al, Roger, we copy. Is there any hole or central vent?
We'll go over after we get the ALSAP out. There's a couple up here.
Oh, we couldn't ask for a better spot to put this out in tonight.
Hey, a lot more rocks up here.
Listen, man, but we could play geologists for 2 days and never get any further than we are right now.
Seeing all different kinds of things.
It is a different one.
Yeah. Really neat. Better than any of the geologists do it. I'm getting a quick pan of the area here to tie down this ALSAP deployment.
There you go.
Okay.
Man alive.
Tired? No, I'm not so tired. That handle, you know, when you carry this thing around at 1G, the ALSAP tends to hang down. But you carry it around up here 1/6G, particularly the RTG tends to rotate the whole pallet. So you mentioned you got one of them kind of halfway up in the air, the other one's down by your left leg, being afraid that this handle's going to come undone. Handle doesn't lock. Okay. What happened to all those? Okay, that's slick. You know these neat little decals we got on here?
Mm-hmm.
You can't hardly read them in the sunlight because they don't have enough contrast to them. They're so Right. Okay, let's move them. Okay. Let me make sure now that we're not going to run out to some holes. That's pretty good. See, I'm going to move this a little bit further to the east, direction to the north, so that I won't end up over in that hole with a side, okay?
All
right. Now, I think it'll be a real good spot.
Is the superthermal ion detector experiment.
Deploy that PSE stool, it would help if you tamp that ground down as well as you could before putting the stool down.
I'm going to try to do that. This ground is not, you know, it doesn't get hard if you move down a couple inches. You can tamp it, and that's what I plan to do, but I don't know. We'll just have to see what happens. I'm worried about it getting a thermal shock myself.
Roger, Al.
favorite dish. My hand's full, buddy. I'll be with you in a minute.
Okay,
that's okay. You can relieve me of this side right here while I'm up, because it looks like you might.
Yeah, kill that thing. Let me hold it.
Easy.
I got it.
Attaboy. Now, wait.
You like the best of those cables?
Yeah, but let me get it plugged in.
They sure flare around under this 1.6G, don't they?
It's move around a bunch.
Where's the orange straight?
Watch it.
Where's the orange straight?
Should be.
Same as on that other one.
Obviously, it's on the side I can't see.
Yeah. Blue to blue.
That noise, it's whistling coming from you, Pete, because every time you move around, it whistles. But you stop and quit.
Is that right?
Yes.
There it is.
Is it locked good?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here I know in a minute.
Here's this.
Drop that baby.
Okay, you got it?
And the cable right there.
All right.
Oops, that came out.
That's what I wanted.
Okay.
That's what I wanted.
All right, those legs came out nice.
Yep.
Next thing I gotta do is head this way with it, right?
No, before you do that, come here a second, would you please?
What do you mean? Yeah, but let me set it down.
Uh-oh,
the top popped open.
Supposed to do that?
No,
not supposed to do that.
You can close it, though, before it gets any dirt in it.
Oh.
You can just reach up there and close it.
No, sir. Sure. You better
hold it while I'm holding it.
Okay.
Will we get any dirt on it?
The gun, why did that happen?
Never saw it do it before.
I didn't.
We could still salvage that, though.
Wait a minute, the little...
I see it.
Attaboy.
I kind of turned it over with the other hand, Pete.
Wait a minute, wait.
They said it's good enough.
Don't worry.
Maybe you want to go with it.
No, I want to see you.
Let me get this.
Okay, now let's leave the other side.
This way?
That's the boy.
Yeah, this won't hurt a thing now.
Wait a second.
That's it, you got it.
But just don't touch that, it'll be okay.
Okay.
Yeah, wait a second.
Let me just put this down here.
Okay.
Pete, before you set the central station down for the final time, if you'd also tamp that ground down, it would help in keeping the dirt off of the thermally sensitive areas.
the antenna mast.
Okay.
RTG is the radioisotope thermal generator which will power the experiments in ALSEP. These experiments being deployed 600 to 700 feet west and a little north of the LAM.
It opened Houston and we closed it again and we got no dirt on it, fortunately.
Roger, Pete. Well done. Did you have a reading on the shorting amps?
Wait a minute, I'll get it. Hold the phone. You read me, Houston?
Sure do. Go ahead.
Yeah,
was asking you how we were doing on the timeline.
At 2 hours and 7 minutes into the EVA, you're about 5 minutes behind. Negative, Pete. Go ahead.
We can't see a needle in the shredding amps anywhere. It's not at zero. It's not in sight.
Roger. We copy. Go ahead.
Copy
an EMU check.
Good. Copy.
just put your thing in the holders. Move it over this way a little bit.
I'm not sure I can do that, but I'll give it a try.
Watch it. There you go. Now that, for one-footed, la-di-da, you're good. You make me knock my solar wind over, I'm going to be mad at you. Okay, here's this thing. Let me get this. Let me show you. You hold it there.
Hey, don't touch that. I got a one-boy bolt off it.
You're going to lift it, would you?
Huh?
I'm going to help you move it that way.
No, it's got one boy bolt out of that magnetometer.
Okay, okay. Go ahead.
What we're doing is making a mess. You'd be better off. Let me, listen. You just leave it set. Let me hold that. You put that stool back here closer.
Okay, okay.
Am I over all the cables?
Okay.
Huh?
No, you're okay.
I got it?
Yeah.
Let me have it, right?
Yeah.
Take your clip off.
Okay?
All right. Now, you move your stool back.
Good. Give it a second.
Okay.
It's your EMU break.
I am.
I try to stay awake. That's a nice job in the solar wind.
Thank you.
Dirt on them once we get them set down.
I guess the way you can do it is have it some sort of package, so package got all the dirt.
What are you doing anyhow?
Well, I had to get this.
Oh, sorry.
There you go, move it up right here where my footprints are.
Sounds like a good plan.
Oops.
lie down. Yes, because it's been folded so long. I guess I can probably just put it out. But it acts almost like it's got an electrostatic charge on it. It's resisting the lunar surface. Yes, I'm sure that isn't it. Hey, stop 1 second. Watch out. Don't come across. No, I know. That's what I want you to do is to come take it. Okay, cable isn't even unreal and see it's perfect. Take it out there and set it. And it's way. It's right behind there. You may want to just take it. Hey, you might want to trip it off that thing. Trip it off what? It's on that post. Oh, all right.